My name is Kate Godfrey. I'm 15 years old. Today is December 31st, 2018. I'm speaking with Carol Burns, who is my grandma, and we're recording this interview in Scottsdale, Arizona. Okay, what advice would you give your teenage self?
Study, go to school, never stop studying, take every course you could possibly take. Go to the best school you could possibly ever go to and just get all the education imaginable and then use it in your life.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
My childhood was the best. And I was an only child, but I was so spoiled that all of those spoiled things just has made me the happiest person in the whole world.
What were your favorite things to do?
Just be home with my mom. And my dad was working a lot. So it was just my mom and I quite a bit. And he was the strict one. I had to really behave and do what I was supposed to do. When he was around. And that was my favorite stuff, just being at home with my mom.
What are you most grateful for?
Well, let's see. My grandchildren and their parents at this time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And also that God gave me a good brain.
Yes.
That is such an important thing.
Yes, very important. How would you like to be remembered?
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough question.
That's a tough one. Of course, you want all the good stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Just, I don't know. Good mom. Good grandma, pretty,
yeah,
fun, just all the good stuff.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any regrets?
No, not really. The only regrets, and it's really not a regret, but as a single woman for so many years and dating so many different people, my only regret is that sometimes men are not worth a whole lot of work.
Of time.
You know, you can spend your time much more profitably without them.
Yes. Will you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents or both?
Okay, my grandparents, I never met any of my great-grandparents, but my grandparents on my mother's side, let's see, the father's name was John and the mother's name was Ava. And she was a very young girl compared to John. And they came from Lithuania. And all she did was have babies. So she had four that lived. And there were several miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, she did die giving childbirth to the last one.
Oh, really?
And so then my grandfather raised four daughters by himself as a coal miner in Collinsville, Illinois.
Was he like a good father?
I believe he was, yeah. You know, that would be a really hard position to be in. My mom was born in 1911, so she was seven when her mom passed away. So it was like 1918. And that had to be very rough for a father to be the sole caregiver of four daughters.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was their little family. And their house still remains, I think, in Collinsville, Illinois. And I've seen it before. And I've been to the parish where they went to school and where they went to church. And my mother's favorite teacher was Sister Angelina. That was her favorite teacher. And then my dad, his mom and dad, I never really knew much about my grandfather, but my grandmother, I know she raised my dad in Troy, Illinois. And then later she moved to California. And she would visit every year. And that's about all I knew about her.
So when did you move to St. Louis?
I was born in St. Louis.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So your mom moved to...
Yeah, my mom's mom and dad moved from Lithuania to Illinois. And then everybody was born in Illinois. And then everybody moved to the St. Louis area, which was just right across the river.
Gotcha. So how is your childhood different than mine?
It's not a whole lot different. You know, you have very wonderful parents. And most people don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're lucky.
Yeah, very, very lucky, because that is really a big commodity. You just have a lot more siblings, mm-hmm. since I was an only child. And I think you're a little bit more studious. I was studious, but as far as your acting goes and your singing, you're more determined in those fields than I ever was.
Yeah. Did you did you do any sports or?
Yeah, the only sports I did, well, I played softball,
mm-hmm.
and tennis.
Did my
and
mom,
bowling.
Did my mom play softball?
You know, if she did, I don't remember a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we'd have to ask her. I know Aunt Cheryl did, because I was her coach, and she hit the ball, and she ran to third base instead of first. Other than that, I don't remember anything about that.
Okay, what was my, what was my mom like when she was growing up, and like Aunt Cheryl, and do you have any stories about her or them?
Well, let's see. Your mom was very, she was a good doobie. She always kind of did what she was supposed to do. And in school, she did what she was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you told her to do something, she did it.
Yeah.
She was just a really nice little girl. Now, Aunt Cheryl was a nice little girl, but... She was a little whiny, mm-hmm. a little needy. And, you know, I think she did okay in school. She wasn't as dedicated as your mom. But, you know, look how far she's come.
Mm-hmm.
So she must have been dedicated.
Yeah. Were my mom and Aunt Cheryl close growing up?
Close enough, but not really, really close, because there was 4 years difference.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years is a huge amount of years.
Yeah.
In kids. You know, like when Cheryl started high school, Susan was starting college.
Mm-hmm.
If you went back into grade school, you're talking like a fourth grader and an eighth grader. Big spread. So that spread has to lessen as you get older.
Yeah.
But when you're a child, you know, Cheryl's friends were the the pesky little kids that were probably ratting on Susan and her friends. And so, you know, they weren't like twins or anything. Yeah, not real close.
Cool. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for interviewing me.
You're welcome.
Are we finished?
Yeah.
Okay, good.